Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Out of Context, and I have one of the masterminds behind the game. I have Jason with me today. How's it going, Jason?
It is going awesome, Barry. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So thanks for joining me. I know that running a Kickstarter and participating in it and getting that already can be pretty hectic sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. It was a little bit shocking to me as soon as it launched how stressful my life became. Worrying about that every 2 minutes, refreshing to see if I've got any more.
I know any more backers.
That's right.
Like refresh. That's... Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit more about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm an Illinois native, but I'm living here in Salt Lake City where I do stand-up comedy and improv, and that's actually where this game grew out of. My partner Bob Adore and I do comedy with Quickwits Improv. And
I love Quickwit.
Oh, awesome. Well, that's good to hear, man.
So I grew up in Salt Lake area, so I'm familiar with the what Quickwits is.
Oh, well, that's huge.
I know, right? So that's cool. And so you guys just sat down one day and said, hey, let's make a board game.
You know what? It was really strange. We used to get together all the time for Cards Against Humanity nights. And we'd love the game. We own the island, all the pieces of the island and all that other stuff. And we did run into, though, card fatigue with it. And
yeah,
we kept banging our heads against the wall going, okay, we don't want to abandon this game, but what do we do? And one day Bob picked me up. We're going to Salt Lake Comic Con, and he just said, hey man, I've got an idea for a game. And he pitched Out of Context to me, a very basic early version of it. And from there we thought, you know what? This is just like a stage game that we play where we steal audience cell phones. Let's do that. So we kind of morphed this new game out of our stage show and our love of Cards Against Humanity and games of that nature.
That's awesome. Well, and I totally understand and agree with that. Like, you know, I'm not a big Cards Against Humanity player, but, you know, it's similar to Apples to Apples.
Absolutely.
But after playing it several times, I mean, sure, you can have a little bit different, depending on who you're playing with, because they'll answer things differently, but you still have the same categories and everything. But, you know, having different things to produce for the answers could definitely improve the game, and that's something that I thought was really interesting about Out of Context, and thought it was such a clever idea.
Yeah, well, it's a really cool thing because you know, with Cards Against Humanity and games like that, you can buy expansion packs, but for us the game is kind of expanding on both ends, because we continue to do new suggestion cards for what suggestions you might be looking for in your phones. But also, every person that has a phone is growing their own answer deck every single time they send a text message, take a picture, or download a song. They've got a wealth of answers. And then the super cool part is, everybody that plays brings an entirely different answer deck to the table. So you could play the exact same card with 10 different people, and you are never going to get the same answer.
I know, and that's really cool. So let's talk about Out of Context. Tell people what it is and what they can expect from it.
Sure. So Out of Context, it's, again, a card game. You draw a suggestion card, much like Apples to Apples, and it'll be something that either draws from your text messages, your own personal photo library, or your music library. And it'll say something like, the song you don't want to hear in the operating room as you go under, or
nice.
Something, a terrible thing to hear from grandma at the end of the day. And a really fun thing, we had Comic-Con, we would just walk up to groups of people. We actually initially printed 500 copies and almost sold out at Comic-Con. Just you know, playing this with people. We'd walk up and we'd pull a card that would say, you know, like the grandma card. And my favorite one, and it just sticks out because it's so wrong, but it said something you don't want to hear from grandma. And the guy said, you should have been my first. And from that from that moment, we thought, this game is just kind of magical.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And what a great opportunity to present it at Salt Lake Comic Con. For those listeners, Salt Lake Comic Con is it's the second biggest convention now, next to San Diego Comic Con.
Yes, it is.
And so you had that huge demographic, and, you know, tons of different type of people go to those things too. And so what a great opportunity to present the new game to all these different people that you were exposed to while you're there. Did you guys have a booth while you were there?
Yeah. So we got a booth, and our first couple days, we could have been a lot more successful if we'd planned better. That's one of the stressful things about Kickstarter is I think hindsight's 20/20. But yeah. I wasn't sure how to sell the game. You know, I wasn't sure how to engage people. And finally, on the last day, I would just shout, oh, if you like apples to apples, Cards Against Humanity, come here. And people would wander up and kind of want to know, you know, what was going on. And as soon as they understood the game, their eyes lit up. Because one thing that they all kind of realized immediately is what this adds to a game night that other games maybe don't have as much is a personal element where after you play your cards, everybody goes, okay, before we hit the next round, tell me about that weird text or that weird picture. And you get to kind of engage each other and get to know people while you have the laughs and the good times.
Definitely. Yeah. And I love that. And that's, you know, right where my mind was. It's, you know, it adds that personal feeling to it more than, you know, just a, you know, apples to apples would, because the answers aren't necessarily coming from you, you know, your day-to-day conversation with your friend or your wife or something like that. So I think that's super cool.
Well, that's the idea we had too. The kind of thing we enjoy is instead of, like you said, producing somebody else's scripted material with the cards in other games, this puts you in the position to feel like the comedian, because you're going, this is my original piece that I'm adding to this, that nobody else created this but me, or I had a hand in making this. And so it's kind of this neat thing. You know, we're on stage all the time. We love to make people laugh. It gives us an opportunity to let other people feel how that feels to become that comedic focal point. And they're like, oh, man, you just nailed that with the comedic timing. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So as of today, when we're recording the show, you guys are actually in the final days of your campaign. You have about 5 days left to go.
We're at 5 days. That's right.
But you guys are also successfully funded, so congratulations.
Hey, thank you so much. We're glad. That's a little bit of a relief.
Yeah, well, I imagine, you know, this is, I venture to say this is your first venture into Kickstarter territory with a game. And so having your first campaign being successfully funded is always a wonderful thing.
It's huge. And it's just kind of crazy because I don't think you realize till you're under the gun and you're watching. Because beforehand, you have these delusions of grandeur, and you look at exploding kittens, and you're like, oh, man, exploding kittens went crazy. If we can do a fraction of that, well, then you find yourself working on a fraction of a fraction of a fraction and just crossing your fingers. And so it's good to be here.
Yeah. No, that it's great. So obviously you have great support with people from the Utah area, and that's kind of how I – you know, I do peruse Kickstarter, and, you know, I have my contacts and everything, but I had a friend, he is the one that reached out to me, and he listened to my show, and he said, hey, I have a friend that made this game, you should interview him. So that's how it came to be. So thank you, Brady Flanagan, for tipping me off.
Yes, thank you, Brady Flanagan. You get a free Quick Wits ticket.
Boom. There you go. That's awesome. So thanks again, Jason, for coming on the show. I know that, like you said, it's crazy, but it's also super exciting at the same time. So I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to come and chat with me.
No, thank you so much. I enjoy your show, and I'm glad to have an opportunity to be a part of it.
Awesome. Well, tell people maybe where they can find out more about Out of Context or more about Quick Wit.
For sure. You can go ahead and check out facebook.com/QW Comedy or QWComedy.com or QuickWitsGames.com. We're at all those places. Or just search on Kickstarter if this is still up. It's Out of Context, CONTXT. If you Google that, it'll head you our direction. So,
awesome. That's fantastic. And we'll have links in the show notes, so you guys will have easy access to that. And Jason, once again, and congratulations, and good luck to any future projects that you have on Kickstarter.
Thanks, Barry. Thank you so much.
And thanks to Dan Patrice. He's Dan the Board Game Man. Dan did our intro and outro, and you could find him at thegeekallstars.com. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.